There is nothing worse than potential unrealized. We all have things that hold us back. What if we could find a way to get us unstuck? I'm Lichelle Wiemy, and I am going to walk alongside you as you make the decision to get unstuck. Tune in as I help you realize that you are not alone, inspire hope, and offer practical solutions to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of the Unstuck podcast with Lichelle Wiemy, where I help you to awaken your potential within. Now, the last time we concluded our talk together, we talked a little bit about things that maybe make us feel stuck. And I challenged you to be thinking about something in an area of your life where you're feeling stuck. Now, today, we're going to take that whole superpower analogy a step further and help you to utilize your superpowers within to help you get unstuck in whatever area that you had thought about last time. So, in order for us to be able to really tie that association together, I'm going to be comparing this journey today with one of our favorite superheroes, Wonder Woman. So, whether you're a man or a woman, it really doesn't matter. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to take our journey and compare it to the journey of Wonder Woman and how she was able to awaken her own superpowers in order for her to be able to help others. Because ultimately, you guys, that's what we want to do. We want to awaken our potential so that we can be of greatest service to those around us. So, if you're like me, though, and you probably are listening to a podcast while you're doing other things like maybe driving or getting ready for work, that's totally fine. But if you are able to take a moment and actually participate in some of my activities, you might be able to actually utilize the things that I'm teaching you in a whole nother level. So with that being said, let's get started. Now, if you have a piece of paper and a pencil handy, this is where I want you to start. I want you to take that piece of paper and have it laying vertically. And I want you to put 2 vertical lines down the piece of paper at equal distance to one another, okay? Now, in the far left column, I want you to write what it is that you are hoping to accomplish. So if we look back the things that we feel stuck in, maybe we can take that as a big goal in which we want to achieve this year. And think about a big goal that you would love to achieve and write it down, okay? And if you're in the spot where you can't, just think about something big that you want to accomplish. Now, in the middle column, what I want you to do is write down all of the excuses that you have that are preventing you from making that happen. These can be things that are within or out of your control. These are things that are holding you back. They might be circumstances, people, talents that you don't feel like you possess. Whatever it is, I want you to make note of the things that you feel are keeping you from fulfilling that big goal. Now, I want you to ask yourself, how did it make you feel to make the why I can't list, that list of excuses? I don't know about you guys, but you know what it did when I did that? Is it made me feel super, super powerless. Now, we can all fall victim of our own blame cycle, especially when we're feeling stressed. But when we're stuck in the blame game or the victim cycle, that's when we begin to lose spirit and resolve until eventually we feel completely powerless. You guys, success is not a game of chance. It's a life or death struggle of choice. Now, I want you to look at your list or think about your list. Only one side of that list describes your destiny. It is either the side that talks about what it is that you want to accomplish, your big goal, or it's the list of excuses. If you're clinging to your can'ts, why you can't, then you are jeopardizing your dreams. And you might as well take that piece of paper, tear it up, and throw that half and that destiny in the trash. The cost of your dream is always going to be your routine and your comfort zone. And if keeping that list of I can't intact is more important than achieving your dream, you guys, you're never going to achieve your dream. I know I want to, I just can't. Now, we're all familiar with the Wizard of Oz, right? What did Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Lion, and the Tin Man all want? They wanted something big. and they all thought of themselves as victims of the circumstances, skipping down that yellow brick road where the supposedly all-powerful wizard would grant them the courage, the heart, the wisdom, and the means to succeed. Do you know what I love about this story, though? It tells a story of awareness. They were chasing after their great and powerful Oz, but all of the characters gradually learn that they possess the power within themselves to get the results they want. When we feel powerless, we can be unaware or unconscious of reality. This awareness and the tools to do something about it can lead us to getting our power back. Now remember I talked last time that we were all born with our own superpower. And you know what that power is? We all have the power to choose. We can choose our actions and our attitudes. Now, let's just take a moment and reflect, because I just said that the Wizard of Oz characters gained an awareness, and that awareness helped them get their power back. So let's take this opportunity to gain some awareness for ourselves. And sometimes it's not so easy to hear, but we have to hear it in order for us to get our power back. So I'm going to list off some attitudes that some of us have from time to time, myself included. And I want you to think about whether any of these statements have ever been thought or said by you. All right, you ready? I'll never be able to fill in the blank. Somebody else can do it. I'm just going to cover my tail. I'm just not good at this. Maybe I'm just confused. Well, just tell me what to do. It's too hard. That's not my job. I'm just going to wait and see. I don't know. Maybe some finger pointing's going on. Or maybe you've told yourself, you know what, I'm just too busy. But what these things do, what these different statements do, is it signifies an attitude of excuses. And those excuses point blame. And they lead to what we call a fixed mindset. Now, let's try a different side of the coin. What if our attitudes can actually give us an open mindset? So let's try these on for size. I've got this. What can I do to make this happen? My favorite Mel Robbins, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. I can learn this. I'm grateful for this lesson. What else can I do to rise above my circumstances and get the results that I want? All things are worked out for my good. Now, what all of these statements have in common is the attitude of the open mindset, personal accountability, and gratitude. Now, you guys, I'm going to tell you one of my favorite stories of all times, because this has made a huge impact in me. When I find that I'm aware of the fact that I have a fixed mindset or a victim mentality and it's keeping me stuck. Now, I've read about this man and I've heard about him several times. I don't recall all the details, but it doesn't really matter. The importance is in the lesson. So this man was a concentration camp survivor back in World War II, and he was completely stripped of everything of his life. He was stripped of his health, starved. He was stripped of his clothing, bound naked. He was stripped of his family and friends, all of them killed. He was stripped of all possessions, family, friends, dignity, health, control, everything. And what I've read is that he was keeping a journal of his experience, and the Nazi soldiers had discovered it and were beating him. And while he was bound naked in chains, they looked and saw that he was still wearing a wedding band, and they demanded that he take it off. So now he was down to his last possession, which was now gone. And what he said about this experience was something that would shape my life forever. He said, "I choose not to let them steal my joy." When he had everything removed from his life, the one thing that he would not give up was his ability to choose his attitude. Even when we have no control over anything else, we still have the ability to control our attitude. Let us choose joy. Let us choose integrity. Let us choose gratitude. Let us take the opportunity to let our attitude be the only thing we have left to control. And let this man's story inspire us all, because chances are, none of us are going through anything even remotely as difficult as what he went through during this particular period of his life. And he still chose the attitude of joy. Now, remember that I said that we can choose our actions and we can choose our attitudes. Well, we've just talked about attitudes. Now let's talk about actions. Let's just acknowledge the fact that sometimes our actions are not necessarily reflective of somebody that is using their superpowers. So let's try some of these actions on for size. Have you ever caught yourself just not trying, or giving up too early, or complaining, or giving in to fear? How about playing the victim role, or only working when motivated? How about avoiding confrontation, putting others down, or maybe seeking people to validate our feelings? I know that I've done all of those things. And you know what they do? You guys, they lead me to feeling powerless. But what if I were able to take my actions and create the power stance in order for me to get my power back? What if my actions reflected that side of the coin? So instead of doing the things that made me feel powerless, let's start acting in a way that gives me my power back. So let's try this. Let's try taking the risk. Let's try sticking it out this time. Let's try being consistent. Or how about trying our best? Learning the how and doing the work even when we don't feel like it. Let's try being encouraging of others. Let's just try practicing. Let's try seeking accountability partners. You know what that all does, you guys? Is it sure makes me feel powerful. How about you? Now, I think that accountability and the word accountability is so important. And there's been a book that I've read, and I find that it's been one of the most instrumental books that I've read on personal power and getting our power back. And that is The Oz Principle. And what that book did was it allowed me to see accountability in a different way. So let's first look at accountability as how we probably already think about it or know about it. In Webster's definition of accountability, it begins with, I am subject to. Webster says, accountability is subject to having to report, explain, or justify, being answerable, responsible. Now that's my past way that I looked at accountability. It's kind of an icky feeling, right? It makes you feel like you have to answer to somebody. And it only comes into play when you've done something wrong and you have to fess up to it or own up to it. But what the Oz Principle did was it allowed me to look at accountability in a different way. It allowed me to see it more in a future sense. And it helped me to define it more in a way of what else can I do to rise above my circumstances and achieve the results that I desire. You see, in this book, they define it as a personal choice to rise above one's circumstances and demonstrate the ownership necessary for achieving the desired results. Looking at accountability differently stresses what you can do now to get better results. The real value and benefit of accountability stems from a person's ability to influence events and outcomes before they happen. It embraces current and future efforts rather than reactive and historical explanations. The second definition includes a mindset or attitude of continually asking, what else can I do to rise above my circumstances and get the results that I desire? It's a personal choice to rise above our circumstances. I love that because it gives me hope. Now, I love reading books and listening to podcasts on leadership and personal development. And as I've said in the last episode, the one common thread that I've noticed in every single piece of leadership or personal development content that I have been exposed to is the ownership of one's life. If it's meant to be, it's up to me mentality. They are never a victim in their circumstances, everyone. And there's a thin line that separates success from failure. Now, below that line, we start to get into the blame game. We make excuses and we blame others, and there's confusion and attitude of helplessness. But above that line, that magic line, is a sense of reality and ownership and commitment and solutions to problems and determined action. But in order to help others down that road of self-actualization and that personal accountability, we have to travel it first ourselves. Today, I'm going to walk alongside you on your own journey so that you may be able to someday help others with what I feel is the most important tool you can give them to help them fulfill their future success. Now, it's important for me to acknowledge, though, that this line separates success and failure. It's also important for me to recognize the fact that when we are below the line, that's when we feel like a victim. We feel powerless. That's what leads to failure. And above the line is accountability, and we feel powerful, and that's what leads to success. And we don't have to wait for the imaginary wizard, you guys, but this is something that we can do ourselves. But it's important for me to note that even those with the strongest commitment to personal accountability occasionally fall below the line. At least I do. We all have a tendency to feel like the victim sometimes. I have to tell you from personal experience. Even given how passionate I am about this topic, I still fall below the line more than I care to admit. And this change in my own behavior is a recognition that I have fallen below the line so that I can get myself back above it. And that is what's made all the difference. So I'm not talking about being perfect here. I'm talking about being able to see when it is that we have fallen victim to our circumstances. And that recognition, that awareness, is what's going to get us above it. Now, in the book, The Oz Principle, they talk about the difference between getting trapped in the victim cycle and using accountability to build success. And in their process that they talk about, they say that when you feel like a victim and you're below the line, you feel powerless, that leads to failure, and it's just a big loop that keeps feeding on one another. Because when you feel powerless, you fail. And when you fail, you feel like the victim. And when you feel like the victim, you feel powerless. And on and on and on it goes, never ending. But when you can get yourself to rise above that line and take the step to success, you're going to find that you're going to get there if you follow a process. And the process they talk about in this book is first seeing it, recognizing it when you are in the victim cycle yourself. And then you own it. You're like, yep, this is where I'm at. Then you focus on solving it. You come up with creative solutions. And then it doesn't really help if you just kind of come up with those solutions. You actually have to act on them. I know, that's the big one. And then finally, we can enjoy the success that we are meant to have. Now, you might be listening to this and you might be saying, Lachelle, like, you don't understand. I have had a really, really tough life. I've had really bad things happen to me, more than most people should ever bear. And you just don't understand. It's so much more than just choosing. But my friend, that is going to keep you stuck. That is going to keep you powerless. And that is not where I want you to stay, and I'm pretty sure it's not where you want to stay. Now, even if something really bad has happened to you, something that you didn't deserve, I got to tell you that success on the heels of real victimization is the best revenge that you can exact on that situation. Will Smith does a really awesome job in a YouTube video where he talks about fault versus responsibility. And he reminds us that something that happens to us isn't necessarily our fault. We might have truly been a victim of whatever it is that happened to us. But that does not mean that we need to stay there. It is not your fault, but it is your responsibility to get yourself out of that trap. It is your responsibility to take this life and make it what it is that you are meant to do with it, and not let that person or that situation hold you down any longer. It is not your fault, but it is your responsibility to make this life the most of it. Sometimes people do not deserve what happens to them, but even the worst circumstances, people cannot move forward if they sit around feeling powerless and blaming others for their misery. Regardless of the situation, you guys, you cannot even begin to turn things around until you take charge of your circumstance and accept your own responsibility for better results in the future. You will never overcome a hurtful past until you develop a present and future-oriented view of your own accountability and getting more out of your life. Now, I'm going to finish today's podcast by telling you a story that has inspired me, along with the one that I shared with you a few minutes ago. And in my company, we have these amazing leaders that go on our private Facebook group every day, and they share with us an inspiration of their lives, a training. And one of my favorite trainers, Jim Larson, shared with us a story. And his sister is actually, I believe, an associate pastor in a church. And she was really struggling. And she had a dream. And in this dream, she was a little girl, a little 8-year-old girl, wrapped up in chains. And she looked up at God with her naive 8-year-old's eyes and said, God, I thought you were my chain breaker. Why am I still bound in these chains? You guys, see, every time you hear I'm not good enough, it becomes a chain. Jim says that you experience something hard and it becomes a chain. You are not treated right by someone and it becomes a chain. You may have been taking on and carrying chains of fear and doubt and shame and hurt because of something that has happened to you. You've been carrying them around for so long that they become part of who you think you are. You've wrapped yourself in these chains to protect yourself, but you can't do what you want because you are held down by these chains. You are held down by the weight of these chains. And you believe that they're the lie, that these chains are a part of who you are. All you have to do is put them down. So in this story, this little girl is wrapped up in these chains and she's looking up at God and she's saying, Lord, I thought that you were the chain breaker, but here I am bound in all of these chains. And he looks back down at her, you guys, and he says, dear daughter, I have broken those chains. Look, they're not attached to anything. You just have to put them down. And in this dream, she looks up at him and she says, but why am I so afraid? And God says back to her, because they are chains of fear. You are wrapped in fear. Just put them down. And she says, I don't know if I can. And God says to her, look at your arms, look at your legs, look at those muscles. You've gotten that strong because you've been carrying those chains so long. Recognize your strength, put them down, and instead go and build something awesome. You've been carrying around, my friends, chains of shame, fear, guilt, insecurity, self-doubt, and you've gotten strong. Don't for one second underestimate your strength. You've just been using up that strength carrying around those heavy chains. Put them down and go achieve something awesome. Imagine what your life would be like if you were able to set those down and get rid of the energy that you've been wasting carrying them around, carrying around the chains of shame and doubt and fear and the opinions of others. But instead, you could use those muscles that you've been building to build a life of something amazing. You've been through hard things. I have been through hard things. But together, you, me, we're going to put those chains down. And we're going to use those muscles and that strength to build something amazing. Now, as we finish today's podcast, I want you to take this opportunity, go back and do the exercise where I had you write down a goal. And I want you to write down why that goal is so important to you. What would your life look like if that goal were to come true? And I want you to decide whether or not you're going to be married to that side of your paper, or if you're going to be married to the list of excuses that you've made that are holding you back from accomplishing that. And when we come together next week, I'm going to take you through the rest of the Oz Principle steps of seeing it, owning it, solving it, and doing it, so that together we can build the stair test steps to success that we all deserve. Now, don't forget to hit subscribe so that you don't miss any of this awesomeness. And I will see you here next week as we discover ways to get ourselves unstuck and walk together in order for all of us to step boldly into the life that we are meant to live. Now, enjoy our imperfect outtakes. Bye. There is wisdom in knowing. Scratch that. I want you to look at your list. Today, I'm going to walk alongside you.